Good evening. We light candles to remember that we are a people of hope. We hope for the future of our families, the future of the church, and the future of the world.
We light the candles to remember that we are a people of peace. We pray for peace. We engage in practice of peace here, now, for the sake of all.
We light the candles to remember that we are a people of joy. We struggle, we mourn, we cry. But we believe in a joy that no darkness can overcome.
We light the candles to remember that we are a people of love. We love God through our lives. We love our neighbors through our actions.
We light these candles to prepare the way for Christ. We light the Christ candle to remember that our preparations are not in vain, that Christ is here in this place with us, and that Christ will return. Please stand as you're able to do so. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who sends the word with angels, who is made flesh among all peoples, who breathes peace on all the earth.
Amen.
In Christ, we are bold to name our sin and to cry out for peace. Let us take a moment of silence for reflection and self-examination of our sins.
Holy God, we confess our sin before you. We replace compassion with competition. We see what is mighty while ignoring the weak. We are quick to anger, but slow to forgive. We have not put on love and harmony with you. Wrap us in the grace of your powerful word. Swaddle our hearts with your peace. That all we do in word or deed may reflect your love born among us. Amen.
This night I bring you good news of great joy for all people. God has come among us in the child born of Mary, Christ who is born. As a called and ordained minister of this, the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins on the most holy of nights, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as we prepare to sing our opening hymn, our gathering hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, there's a bit of fanfare at the beginning, am I right? Yes, there's some fanfare on the organ, and then there is a verse sung in a different language. And when it's time for you all to sing, she'll be like, go.
Good job, Jeff, on figuring out that we cut a verse. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus, his presence, and in the last days wake in the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
The first reading this evening is from Isaiah, the 9th chapter. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forward, onward, and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read Psalm 96 responsively with me. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day.
Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples.
For great is the Lord, and great is to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods.
For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth.
Say among the nations, the Lord is king. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. You will judge.
Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it.
Let the field exult, and everything in it. And shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy.
Before the Lord, for he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth. The second reading is from Titus, the 2nd chapter. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own, who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 2nd chapter.
Glory to you, O Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, and it was taken while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is most certainly the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. All right. Tell me the truth. Are any of you here tonight to hear me preach a sermon?
No.
Oh, stop. No, you're not. What do you remember from the last Christmas Eve service you were at? Last year, I remember that we didn't have a Christmas Eve service. But the one before that, what do you remember? Do you remember my sermon? Anyone? Raise your hand. I did. Two years ago, I did. And I don't remember it. I don't remember it. You don't remember it. But what did we do? Name one thing we did. Right. We sang Silent Night, and we held candles in our hands, right? Because guess what we remember from Christmas Eve services? The music. We remember the hymns. You don't remember my sermon? I don't remember my sermon. The Christmas hymns tell us a story. They tell us something about the Christ child who is born to us on this night. Angels from the realms of glory. Ooh, wow, that's not good. Angels from the realms of glory. At the end of each verse, we sing, at least some of us, others of us make joyful noise to the Lord. Come and worship, worship Christ, the newborn King. It came upon a midnight clear, peace on earth, goodwill to all, from heaven's all gracious King. Oh, come all ye faithful, come to Bethlehem. Come and behold him born, the King of angels. Not just the King of normal people like us, but the King of angels. Angels we have heard on high, come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. What child is this? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. And hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. And last but certainly not least, joy to the world, the Lord has come, let earth receive her king. There are, of course, more, but this is a very careful selection of hymns and a very careful selection of lyrics that I crafted tonight. And no, so I ask, what word did I emphasize throughout? What word came up throughout? King. Thank you for not answering the or and. It's not in all of those, by the way. I checked. King. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Her homeless king. Her homeless king. The story of homelessness, though, is relegated to another hymn. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus, King Jesus, I added the king part, laid down his sweet head. And not long after this story from tonight, an earthly king, King Herod, he will force this poor, helpless, powerless child and his poor, helpless, powerless family to flee to Egypt, turn them into poor, helpless, powerless, and helpless, powerless, and homeless refugees. And throughout his ministry, this king, not the king of a country or nations, but the king of the earth, the king of angels, the king of all creation, will be and remain homeless. A wandering and homeless teacher and preacher and healer, a homeless, subservient king. This year, as this story is proclaimed in scripture and in song all across this world, my heart aches like it never has before for the homeless all across this world. And I wonder what good news, if any, this gospel has for the homeless, the powerless on this earth. So when we sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem, this year, how can we not think of those who find themselves in a holy land, in the land of our king's birth, people living in tents in a war zone? 50 people sheltering in a single apartment, people sheltering in a church, a sanctuary, safe shelter. That's what a sanctuary is, right? Safe shelter, being killed by sniper fire this past week in a church in Gaza, one of two. So if we head north from the Holy Land, we find more refugees, Syrian refugees from 10 years of civil war. If we go even further north, we encounter the war in Ukraine, more refugees. And then let's swing down way southwest to Africa, and we find refugees all across that continent. On Africa's northern coast, some climb onto unsafe boats, if you can call them boats, hoping to make it to Europe. Those fleeing a war and poverty in Central America and parts of Mexico, some refugees, some migrants, endure similar treks to the U.S. and Mexico border, where they will likely be put into a tent or some kind of temporary housing. And they will likely eventually be turned away and once again be homeless. So I ask again, what is the good news in this scripture tonight, in these hymns, for these refugees, for these migrants, for the poor, the helpless, the powerless, and for the homeless? There's another reason I can't help but see the homeless Jesus in our gospel tonight, the Jesus who had to be born in a feed trough, in a manger, in a stable where there were cows, because of and some of you have met her. She preached here, Jenna. Jenna's one of my friends from seminary, okay? And Jenna is in the middle of a fellowship where she is traveling around this country. She's traveling around this country proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ into communities of homeless. Communities of homeless. Now, the cruel irony for Jenna, Jenna has found herself to be homeless. Homeless. When she said yes about 3 years ago to going to seminary, she did not restrict her location. I restricted my location. I said, I have a home. And therefore, I'm going to restrict my location to within an hour of Upper Sandusky, my home. Right? But when Jenna said yes, she didn't restrict herself, and she found herself in San Diego. And you might say, wow, San Diego. And that's what I always told her, is like, it's San Diego. Like, you're three blocks from the beach. Get over it. But the reality of it is, she moved halfway across the country with her husband, and they knew absolutely no one. And they knew that they were going to only be there on a temporary basis. How hard must it be to do that? But after two very long and somehow very short years, they drove halfway back across the country to Nebraska, and after 3 very short months, they moved to Boston to start this fellowship with nothing but a few suitcases. And just when that place started feeling like home for them, guess what? They flew to San Francisco, not Nebraska, for a long weekend of fellowshipping, and now they find themselves back in Nebraska. Back in Nebraska. And they're currently shuttling with their suitcases between one parent's house and another parent's house. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to live with my parents. I'm just saying. Short-term lodgings is what they have while they are trying to figure out the next phase of this fellowship. And all to answer a call, to faithfully answer a call that has upended their lives, removed all stability, and provided no permanent place to lay their heads. The one who has been called to love and serve the poor and homeless has no stability herself and no home. She is homeless. Talking to Jenna earlier this week, I stupidly said, and this is a hard time for her. She's trying to figure out what the next step is. I said, I wish there was something I could do to help you right now, but I know I can't. That was really stupid because Jenna said to me, not so stupidly, knowing that I had a church that I got to preach at today, she said, there is something you can do. Proclaim the good news of the homeless Jesus. Our hymns, as beautiful as they are, cannot sugarcoat the reality that Christ the King came to this earth as a homeless child. They proclaim a king who would become a refugee in Egypt, a king that didn't have a home church to speak of, and instead he preached from hillsides and boats, and occasionally from the pulpit of a synagogue. But the first synagogue he preached from, guess what? They chased him out of it and almost pushed him off the edge of a cliff. That is our king. A king who was only named a king shortly just before his death. And even then, it was only done to mock him. A sign. Behold, this is your king of the Jews. A king who was crowned with thorns. A king who was enthroned by being lifted high on a cross. This King Jesus, the King of the Jews, the King of the angels, the King of the earth, the King of all creation, our King is a homeless King. And we must remember that we lift our voices in songs of praise and thanksgiving tonight because he is a homeless King, not in spite of his homelessness. If our King came as a powerful King, he would have been just like every other King. Our King is like no other king who has ever come to this earth. This king didn't just proclaim the good news to the poor, the oppressed, to the downtrodden, to the homeless. This king is the good news. This king is the good news. For the captive, the sick, the indigent, the refugee, the tent city dweller, the park bench dweller, by showing up into this world as homeless. This homeless king is the good news for the homeless, for the undocumented, those who have calls that allow them no stability, those who are living with 49 other people in an apartment, those who live in unsafe homes, those who are running for their lives to a border that may or may not offer respite, those dangerously floating northward to another continent. Jesus Christ himself is the good news for the person who is on the edge of no longer being able to care for themselves. For those who are now in assisted care facilities. Think about it. The homeless king is the good news for the more than 500,000 people in the U.S., children in the U.S., who find themselves in foster care. For those that find themselves this night fighting, not singing about peace by candlelight, but fighting in wars this Christmas, far from any home. For those of our military that are deployed, that are shipped off, who are out on boats in the middle of faraway seas, who are under the water in giant pressurized capsules called submarines, in places that most certainly cannot feel like home. Jesus Christ is home for the incarcerated. Tonight, through Scripture and through the word preached, and most certainly through song, we proclaim that Jesus Christ, the homeless King, God made flesh, is the good news, because in him, in Jesus Christ, we find hope. There is hope because Jesus Christ becomes enfleshed in us, you and me, that we may bring Christ to the other. Hope because in this world, there are literally people out there like Jenna who are preaching the good news of Jesus Christ in homeless communities tonight. Hope because there are people working tirelessly to bring peace to warring lands tonight. Hope because there are organizations like Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services that work to find homes for homeless, homes for refugees and migrants, for those who have literally nothing else in their lives but hope. Hope because there are people who foster, there are those who adopt, there are those who provide forever homes to get people and children out of that system. Hope because there are people who care for their elderly parents and relatives tonight, on this night, who keep them in their homes. Hope because there are people tonight, this night, on Christmas Eve, who aren't worshiping with their families, who are in those assisted care facilities, caring for those that have been taken from their homes because they can't care for themselves. There are those that visit assisted care facilities, those that work to make these places feel like home. Hope because some have lost family and friends. And those that have lost family and friends know that they can always come here, to this place. That they can come here to this place, and that those gathered here have become their home, have become their friends, have become their family. That is the hope that our homeless King Jesus brings. This call to care for and to bring hope to the homeless can be exhausting. And there will be days when you feel overwhelmed and we'll just think, I can't do it anymore. I can't anymore. It's all just way too much. And on those days, my prayer for you and for us is that we find rest, that we find comfort in knowing that our homeless King, Jesus Christ, was born that he might inhabit these places with us. That he might inhabit these places with us. Because here's the thing. You want to talk about a grand irony. Jesus cannot have a home. He can't have a home. He must be homeless because he came to reside with us here, wherever it is that we are. And that is the hope of the homeless. That is our hope, knowing that when we find ourselves tired and exhausted and overwhelmed without any sort of stability, or if we are literally homeless, that our King, our homeless King, Jesus Christ, shows up. He moves in and he dwells with us. He reminds us that he himself is the good news of this night. You want something to preach about? That is something to preach about. You want something to sing about, to proclaim about? Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere that Jesus Christ, our homeless King, is born. And it is most certainly something to sing about. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn, the homeless King that came on this night for the homeless, those with homes, those that are sad, those that are overwhelmed. On this night, Jesus came for all of us. And it is because of this homeless King, Jesus Christ, that we can all most certainly proclaim on this night, thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
ask you to join me in professing what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting. Amen.
Trusting in God's good news of great joy for all people, we offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbors, for the homeless, and the world God loves.
Glory to you, O God, for the song of angels proclaiming to the world Christ's holy birth. Give your church a joyful song to sing, that we, the people of First Lutheran, bring the good news of peace and salvation to Galleon, Crawford County, and all people. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Glory to you, O God, for the stars that shine in the depth of the night. Provoke awe in our hearts at the expansive mystery of your creation of this universe. Open us to find beauty in the clear darkness of night and in the first glimmers of dawn. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Glory to you, O God, for the child born to us who established a kingdom of justice and righteousness. Break bonds of oppression and bring reconciliation to your people, both near and afar. We pray for healing inside the church, between congregations, and between warring factions, especially Israel and Hamas, Ukraine and Russia, within the Dominican Republic of Congo. May the Prince of Peace come to establish his kingdom and reign from this time onward and forevermore. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Glory to you, O God, for Mary's loving care. Lead us to tend to one another in time of need. Share the comfort of your presence with all people tonight who are alone, homeless, for refugees, those who can find no refuge, and those separated from loved ones due to distance, estrangement, incarceration, illness, or death, especially Sally, Michael, Paul, Marianne, Evelyn, Bobby, Dwayne, Caleb, Nancy, Jim, Karen, Marcella, Karen, Sandy, Deb, Bill, Linda, Ed, Wilma, and for those we name aloud, either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Bring comfort to those who mourn separation, grief, or loss, for whom separation, grief, or loss makes the Christmas season especially difficult, and to all for whom explosions and bombs intrude on the silence of this, the holiest of nights. Hear us, O God.
Mercy is great.
Glory to you, O God, for the faithfulness of the shepherds in their vocation. Grant rest to all who feel exhausted from their work during this season. Retail and restaurant workers, church musicians, administrative staff, and clergy. Organizer of charitable giving events, caregivers that have little respite from the call, first responders, our military, nurses, hospital workers, those working in assisted living, and service workers doing essential tasks. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Glory to you, O God, for the multitude of the heavenly host. We rejoice in the zeal of all your saints, especially those of previous generations that have firmly established us, the people of First Lutheran in the faith, and for all the saints we remember now who have witnessed the appearing of your grace and who reveal to us your salvation for all, who we remember now, either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Abide with us, O God of mercy, and receive our prayers according to your abundant grace. Let all God's people say, amen. Amen. I forget that you guys have that up there. Anyway, may the peace of Christ on this beautiful Christmas Eve be with you all.
And also with you.
Oh, please share a sign of God's peace with one another. And we'll continue with our gifts and our offerings.
Let us pray. God of abundance, receive the blessings and these gifts we have offered. Join our hearts with the song of the angels and gather us at your table of celebration. Strengthen us to share with all the world the abundance of your grace upon grace. Pour out unto Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. And
it is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
one, the beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples to eat, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us. Full of grace and truth, we remember our new birth in the death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us, awaken your people. Fill us with your light, bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Christ is born in Bethlehem, and through him and in this meal, God and sinners are reconciled. Come, gather around this table on this most holy of nights, where all are always welcome.
Thank you.
Please stand as you're able to do so. And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
God, our Redeemer, you have fed us at this table with gifts of grace, truth, and life. As you have gathered us in joy, send us forth as messengers of your peace. Make us shine with the good news of your glory, born to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
And now, for the reason you all came to church in the first place, I know that's why you're here tonight. I heard him. He said, yay, candles. Anyway, all right. So Dennis here in a moment is going to light the candle lighter from the Christ candle. And what becomes amazing about this is how quickly we are able to take the light of the one Christ candle. And when Dennis takes it here, and then here, and then here, and then you all share it with others, how quickly the light, these candles fill the church. That is how Jesus Christ works in this world. That is how we are called to work in this world. That is how Christ entered this world. Oh yeah, don't burn the place down. You know, if your candle's already lit, let the other person, you know how this works. It's not your first rodeo. And all right. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. I say again, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which lightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who all believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Holy Spirit,
something next. I don't know what. My announcements this evening are look at your bulletin and Merry Christmas. Very, very Merry Christmas to you all. And receive this blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. The Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. You may extinguish your candles as we celebrate with joy to the world. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it in the streets, in the restaurants, and in the coffee shops. Go tell it everywhere that Jesus Christ, our Savior, is born.
Go in peace. Proclaim this good news.
Thanks be to God. And Merry Christmas.